Back here on the Mighty 690, KGGF, here with Sam Speck and Deborah Woodall. As this morning, we speak with Interim City Manager Michael Shook. Michael, welcome back.
Sam, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, I missed you last week. I was out sick. Normally, you know, every Tuesday we speak about the upcoming commission meeting, and I was out last week, so I hope you hope you've been all right.
Been good. I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah, certainly. A lot of energy, and I mean, I've got a few water bottles over here I've already drank today, so I'm keeping up on the fluids.
Very good.
That's key.
Yeah, it's either that or I'm under directions to give him an IV, and yeah. None of us want that, Michael. So anyway, we're glad to have you in, Interim City Manager Michael Shook for the City of Coffeyville. And, you know, you're still on the job. You're still doing your job as Utility Director and kind of the top job over there at City Hall.
I'm just the orchestra leader. It's all the band players. They're all doing the work. So,
all right. Well, very good. Glad to hear that you're not having to carry the load by yourself.
Absolutely not.
It's gonna be looks like a very full meeting. You've got a number of resolutions under the consent agenda. For the geometric improvement project, an easement, a public hearing, consideration of a date for the public hearing on the city's budget for fiscal year 2019. You want to kind of walk us through those items?
You bet. The first item that you mentioned, this is the geometric improvement project for 11th and Willow Street. This is a KDOT partnered project. KDOT had recently awarded the construction bid to Mission Construction in the amount of $1,285,369. The city's share of this project is about $588,000. This project includes for the replacement of the water lines in this area. It will include widening of the intersections, additions of turn lanes, and some new traffic signals for that. This will help when we have to reroute traffic on South Walnut. We always detour the traffic over to Willow Street, so this will allow the bigger trucks to turn, opening that intersection up a little bit.
Yeah, and there have been a number of accidents kind of in that area the past few months even, where people have been, you know, involved in accidents with the various tractor trailers, etc. So this is really something that needs to be done for that. But also, I mean, the you're right there at the Coffeyville Community College. It's a very busy intersection.
It is. It's probably the second busiest. I would think it's the second busiest intersection in Coffeyville. So widening that intersection should help that area altogether.
Yeah, and the turn lanes there are a little confusing, too, because you have four lanes, and then you wind up with a turn lane, right?
That's not intended to be a turn lane.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, that should be a good project. And there were some problems getting part of the, I think we wound up having to go, did we wind up using eminent domain to get a portion of Long John Silver's, or
we did. We went through that process, through that legal process. So we've now acquired the right of ways, temporary construction easements, but that's all behind us. We've got that settled, made payments to that, so we're ready to begin the project.
All right, very good. This next item should be a little easier. It's vacating a utility easement.
On this item, we had received a request from the homeowners at 2602 Edgeville, and the city currently has a utility easement in the rear of the property, and they're asking that the city vacate this utility easement, which we do not use and have not used and do not see any future use. So they've asked us to vacate this easement for the purposes so they can build a garage in this area. So the city's required to conduct a public hearing as part of the process to vacate this easement. So we've set a hearing will be set for August 28th to vacate this easement.
All right. And then also we're looking at setting up a public hearing for the fiscal year 2019 budget.
Yes, on this item, staff has prepared and the commission has reviewed the 2019 budget. Staff had a commission work session last Tuesday, and we spent about 5 hours going through the budget with the city commissioners. And the city's actually faced with trying to levy basically the same tax dollars for 2019 while experiencing nearly a $400,000 deficit in revenues received from sales tax, property taxes, and franchise fees that are paid back to the city. So it was a little struggle accomplishing the budget, but we've trimmed in many areas, tried to make it as painless as possible, still provide the services that we provide, and we feel like we've presented a budget to the commission that accomplishes that. So the commission will vote to approve setting the date of August 14th for the public hearing to approve the fiscal year 2019 budget.
Okay. And of course the public is invited to that hearing, and there are opportunities for them to comment on that.
Yes.
And then looks like one of the regular items on the agenda tonight will be that audit report for fiscal year 2017.
Correct. Our auditing firm, Jared Gilmore and Phillips, they'll be here to present the 2017 audit report. As I've been told, the 2017 audit came out great for the city of Coffeyville. Everything looked as it was supposed to look. So no issues with the 2017 audit.
Okay, things good at our library.
They are. They've asked for a slight increase in their budget, and that's been included in our budget going forward.
Okay, and the looks like some more information regarding Tyson could be coming from the Montgomery County Action Council.
Yes, MAC Executive Director Trish Purden. She's going to be at the meeting this evening to present just a presentation. About 12 community people from the Montgomery County community toured some Tyson facilities in Springdale last month. Myself, I was included on this trip. It was a really good visit. We got to see a production facility, a hatchery, a grow farm, a processing plant that's actually located in downtown Springdale. I think everybody came away from those tours really impressed with what we'd seen down there. So she's going to make a presentation to the commission tonight about that visit. And I do encourage the public to attend that. And if you can't attend, then try to watch it on TV or online. It'll be very interesting.
Yeah, and let's touch a little bit on that, because you actually were able to be a part of that group that saw that. And you know, there people have been concerned about this processing plant and you know, odors that might result in the community from having the chicken processing plant in Springdale is right in downtown.
It's right in downtown. It encompasses about a square block, if not a little more. And I that just struck me when I saw that. You wouldn't really know that it was a Tyson processing plant had it not been for the Tyson signs.
You couldn't smell it.
You could not smell it. There was a neighborhood on one side. There was a bank at the intersection across the street from it. Businesses had just surrounded. And this was a 70-year-old plant, we were told. Very clean outside, no smell outside, very clean inside. I believe they had around 1,600 plus employees at this facility. So I hope the public, if they do tune in tonight, they see that. There's some pictures of the facility. You'll hear it not just from me, but from the other people that were part of the tour. That was just a big takeaway for all of us, that you can have a processing facility right in the middle of a downtown area, and it's no issue. The only smell, we toured a grow farm, but it wasn't a bad odor. It was chicken feed. That's what you smelled.
Well, and that smells a lot like corn, I think.
It may smell like money to some.
So there you go. We have another term that we use for the smell of money when we're out around some of those cattle feedlots in western Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Smells a lot like that little line from the Cotton Eye Joe. Anyway, so looks like one of the other things that will be coming up is a resolution that could be very good for the city of Coffeyville in terms of leasing out some of that office space we have at City Hall.
Yes, we had reached out to several entities regarding the newly renovated downtown, the newly renovated office spaces at the downtown City Hall on the first floor. So we've been in touch with Children and Family Services. They're part of the county. So we've reached out to them. They came in and looked at the office spaces. They're currently located in the ARCO building in Independence, which is, as we all know, now closing, so they have to relocate. So
clock is really ticking on them.
It is. I believe they've probably got about 8 days left to vacate that building. So we've sent them a lease agreement, and this will be on the commission for them to approve tonight. But it's a month-to-month lease, and we'll review the lease in 6 months. But it includes 5 office suites on the first floor of City Hall. So we're really excited to have them as tenants coming, bringing their operation to City Hall and moving those services to Coffeyville from Independence.
Yeah. And do you think, you said it's a month-to-month lease agreement, do you think that is something that will be renewed, or
I would like to
just
believe,
kind of a temporary?
I would like to believe that it would be renewed. I think they want to just get in, see if the spaces will work for their operation. And there's even some talk, maybe. We've got some unfinished spaces left in the first floor of City Hall, so there's been some initial discussion, maybe visiting with the county and see about building those spaces out to suit other county needs as well. But we've not attended or visited with any of the county commissioners. That's just been some initial discussion.
Yeah. And another item up for discussion will be the resolution to allocate the alcohol liquor funds locally.
This is the annual distribution of the liquor tax funds. We received 3 requests for funds this year, which these funds can only be used for items relating to the prevention and education or treatment and recovery over the intervention of alcohol and drug use. The Coffeyville Boys and Girls Club, they've requested $6,500 this year for their programs. Coffeyville DARE has requested $85,000 for their programs. And Four County Mental Health has requested $7,875. This will leave us with roughly $6,000, a little over $6,000 in those funds. So the plan will be to roll those over for next year for the allotments for 2019.
All right. Well, sounds like a busy evening ahead, and we'll join you at City Hall. Michael Shook, interim city manager for the city of Coffeyville.
Deb, thank you. Sam, thank you.
Of course. Good to have you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.